When his friend Arthur Hallam died, Tennyson fell into a deep depression. It seemed as if his foundations were shaken and his moral universe was falling apart. Suddenly, in the midst of Tennyson's overwhelming sadness for his friend, he was struck with the brilliant hope shining from the Christian promise of eternity. As one old sage once wrote, "Nothing could be drearier than the inscriptions of old pagan tombs. But visit a Christian cemetery and everything is different. The tombstones are radiant with trust in God." Well, that same author continued, "Millions have been saved from losing their faith in that moment when the heart was desolate and empty by the bright hope of a blessed eternity." Psalm 42, verse 5 says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." There are few things that brighten a despairing person's heart like the promise of restoration. Even in the middle of the most horrible events in life, the promise that this temporary pain will end one day and a new life will begin can carry the believer forward. Job, the scriptural character who is known for his life of suffering, held on to this promise of renewal even as his own circumstances threatened to consume him, as we see in Job chapter 19. "As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God." If you know Jesus as your Savior, you too can carry this promise with you through every trial of life.